Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'siyata D'Shmaya Gedola, B'Simcha B'Tuv Levav, the series of Shi'urim that we have had now on the topic of Mitzvahs Hagodas Eidus. We have really taken an exciting tour, a tour de force, if you will, in this halachic topic. Gemara, Rishonim, Achronim, and we've seen Baruch Hashem, Pilei Pelos, B'Simcha, Rabba Gedola, and we just ask the Rabbanu Shalom that he continue his grace and love bestowing them upon us, and such that we'll be able to continue. Mamasa Niflaze, Rachom Odim Lo Amash Ayad Achshav. הדברים היו זקים ובהירים, ככוכבים מזהירים, ומהירים כספירים. ברוך השם, ברוך השם, ברוך השם. וכעת אנחנו ממשיכים. זה השיעור השישי במספר, בסדרה הזאת. ושוב, על פי תורת מרן הגאון, הגדול, המופלא והמופלג, מורנו ורבינו, מאור עינינו, לשמו ולזכרו תאוות כל נפש, הגאון רבי דב יצחק מנזה צה"ל. והיסוד שהרחבנו בו בשיעורים הקודמים היה that there's an union of low. The pasuk says that the shvua of the edus is low as to the person, and that's the toiveya. In other words, the low is created in dinei momonos by a tviya, by a subpoena, by a summons. After this tviya, it's low, it's the edus to the person. Otherwise, it's to the mom and not to the person. The person's not his mom, the mom's not the person. Hashem, when it comes to being made in Malkus and Misa, there it's low even without a tviya. Because edus about Malkus and Misa is on the person, kipshuto. You don't have to come on to the idea of mom and where you need some sort of subpoena to create a low, because the person's not the mom, but the person's the person. So you were dealing with Dinei Nefashis and Malkius, so therefore, even without a Tviyah. And then we learned in the last year, and that was the Yisod of last year, that it's a S'chus, that once the Toiveya makes his Tviyah on the aid, he has a S'chus on him. And therefore, that can justify even payment. Lefachot Letzet Yidei Shemayim, and if you've done Dinei Degalmei, even בידי אדום, כפי שראינו והרחבנו בערך במהלך החצי שעה של השיעור האחרון. וכעת אנחנו נמשיך עם הרמב"ן. הרמב"ן, בקונטרס המפורסם, דינא דגרמי, there have been perushim, there's at least one sefer of a running perush and beer on the Dina de Garmei, and then there's also Varan Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, his Talmid, and put out his Torah on the Kuntres Dina de Garmei. So the Ramban in that Kuntres, and in the Mukhe Yosef, in Bovakame, over there, Daf Nun Hei, Nun Vov, writes like this in the name of the Ra'ah, and it's brought in the Ketzos HaChoshen, in Simen Samech Vov, Si'if Chof Aleph. She'en kan dina de garmei, mishum sherak mimitzvot gemilut chassadim, chayav hu lehaid. So these Rishonim say that when you don't testify, you are not causing it's not considered that you're causing indirect harm, indirect damage to the person you're not testifying about. Why? Because you have a chiyuv to be made mitzad mitzvah gemilus chesed. If you don't do the chesed, it's your bad. But you can't say that you're harming the other guy. You're not impinging on his rights. That's what the Ramban says, and that's what the Nemukah Yosef says in the name of the Ra'ah. It's a gebrengt in Ptsois and Simit Samach Vav. Sif Kotn Chofa. Habach B'tchilat Siman Chafchet. Tamalkach. Sharei mitzvat asei miyuchedet hi. V'yesh b'ze nesiyat avon. U'ma ma shekatvu harishonim. She'eino ela mitzvat gemilut chasadim. Rishonim want to say that there's a general nice mitzvah of milus chesed over here. But the Bach says it's not just a general mitzvah of gemilus chesed, and therefore you're not obligated to the other guy. It's a unique mitzvah. It's a din d'oraisa to be made, according to many. So in the last year, that the Chasag and the Bahag don't have this in their minyan of mitzvahs, but others do. Rambam does. So, ma pitom echta omer li, שזה רק מצוות גמילות חסדים. יש כאן מצווה מיוחדת, יש בזה נשיאת אבון, כמו שמסביר הבח שם, כמו שכתוב בפסוק. אז מהו מה שכתבו הראשונים, שהוא אינו למצוות גמילות חסדים? אבל לפי דברינו, אז אין שם בבח בתחילת סימן חפחת. לפי דברינו ודאי מצוות עשה בפני עצמה היא. שמבוססת כנ"ל על מה שיש דין תביעה וחי לסחוס על ידי זה. Based on what we've been expanding upon in the previous shiurim, it is clearly an independent mitzvah that's predicated on the din tviya. Once the plaintiff is toiveya, the subpoenas, the aid, he now has a schus. Now it's, he has rights, he has his own personal rights on this aid, that this aid has to testify on his behalf. Ela, shehanidon hu mai zchuto shel hasheni, shechala idei tviyato. The issue is, what is the schus of yenem that is chal through his tviya? So the plaintiff is toveya, the aid. Now the shaila is, what is his schus? Haim hi zchut mamonit, mamash, she'al yidei ze, pkiya bizchut zo. Havalei mazik mamish, midina digalmei. Is it a monetary right, mamish, through which impinging on this right is considered a mazik? Is it mamish a schut mamonit? And if you don't fulfill this, if you don't actualize this schus, you don't carry it out with the other guy's rights to. In other words, he has rights that you should testify. So you have to testify. Otherwise, you're considered mamish a mazik medina de galme. Or maybe no. Ein ze ele schut lik milut chesedin. Shaide ein ze schut shel chiyuv mamoni. El rak schut shel gemilut chesed. Shal ze lo sheach mazik bepkiya beschut zo. Maybe it's only a schut for chesed. And therefore, it's not a monetary right. It's just a schus to receive a chesed. And therefore you can't talk about a mazik when somebody's pogeh in this schus. Ve'al zeh svira leh l'Ramban ve'ara'a she'ina l'schut shel gemilut chesedim. Az zeh achidush shel otam harishonim. She'omnam yesh kan schut. Ha'sheila ma hekef ha'schut. Ve'hem to'anim ve'hem svurim she'aschut zeh lo schut mamonit mamash. It's not mamash a schus mamon. That you can actually make claims on the guy of Medina de Garme, but rather, it's just a schus of Milus Chesed. You did a Chesed for me. So, you have a mitzvah to do Chesed. But it's not mamish a schus mamon. I don't have a schus mamon if somebody doesn't do me a Chesed. I want to go sometimes, I want to go somewhere, let's say to a chasen. It's a wedding. And I'm not yet zocher to have a car. Because I'm not yet zocher to have a driver's license. Maybe I'm a little too young, only 51. So I go to my neighbor, and I say to my neighbor, Reb neighbor, all my neighbors have cars, just about. I say, hey Reb neighbor, you mind giving me a ride? And he says to me with a big smile, yeah, I mind. Okay. So I call a taxi, and the taxi costs me 100 shekel. Where I live, every taxi is 100 shekel at least. So I live a little bit out in the boondocks, shtickle, not too far. But things are expensive today. So I can go to my neighbor now and make a taina. He says, oh, you owe me. You owe me this chesed. So give me the 100 shekel, ma pitom. Mechetesi, ma pitom. Bela nachon. Belachen, היות שכך הוא, כך גם אצלנו. When you talk about him having a schus that yanim should testify for him, it's not ad kedei kach a schus mam that he is a tain of dina de garme, and memela he has no claim. He can't say you owe me anything, even if you're done dina de garme, because this is merely gemilus chesed. See, it's a mitzvah aseh, yeah, it's a schus, but he's not considered a mazik. But it's pashut shel kuli alma mitzvah aseh v'schus b'fnei atzmo v'enu inyan rak shel. It's not just a mitzvah of gemilus chesed. It is a schus. The question is, how far? So, if it's gemilus chesed, so there is a gemilus chesed. He has rights that this person should do the chesed for him, but not enough that the other guy is considered a mazik if he doesn't testify. אבל לכול ימה זה מצוות עשה וזכות בפני עצמה, ואינו רק עניין של מצוות גמילות חסד. אלא זה זכות לגמילות חסד, אבל לא זכות של חיוב ממון. ואין גם בשולחן ארוך, בחושן משפט, בסימן חפחץ עיוות, ברמה בשם תשובות הרשב"א, שכתב, כחידוש, so the רשב"א writes a חידוש, the רמה on his name in 28.2, that אין אדם יוכל להשביע חבר שאינו יודע לו עדוס, that you can't make your friend swear that he doesn't know testimony about you. לא יודע, אי אפשר להשביע אותו. And the Gra writes, the reason is because it's a tiny suffix. You're not משביע on a tiny suffix. If only a suffix, you think the guy might know Adis and you don't know for sure, so you have no right to be משביע him. Gra says because it's a tiny suffix. And there he brings an opinion cited by the Rashba that you can be משביע on a suffix. Lichora, that's how the Rashba apparently himself holds. Rashba brings, she'en yodom achol ashbi ha-misafik, that's the Ramah brings, but the Rashba says that a person can be ashbi ha-misafik. So what do we need? Lama li tamim lo b'zeh? Umay kam ashmalan yish b'zeh? Demay chayav ulo she'e lo zchut l'ashbi ha-ma? Ma kol ani don po? Ve'enu ala mitzvah didei she'en anyan klal l'tviyah v'shvu? ובפרט תמור מה שכתב הגר לדעת הרשב"א כן יכול להשפיע על הספק. מאיך הם חייב שבוע על זה? הוא רק ענה בזכות מומנית יש לו על עדותו. מהייתה עם אוהב עליהם מזיק כשלא העידו וחייב לצאת סיטי שמיים? לכן שייך השבוע על זכוסי. בכל הפטור אינו על המחמס שאין משביעים על הספק. בכל הפטור אינו על המחמס שאין משביעים על הספק. The question is, what do we need to look for reasons for? To prove that he can't be mashbiyam ala safik. What's the chiddush? What is the aid all this person? That he could be mashbiyah. It's his mitzvah to be made, but if he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. As mazik kashul the tviyah l'shvua. Befrat tamur, what the Gemara writes, that according to the Rashba, he can be mashbiyah ala safik. Where do you get a chiyuv shvuah from? So that's exactly like what we've been saying. That he has a schut mamonit on his edus. And therefore when he's not made, he's a mazik. And he has to be yotzei de shamay. And therefore it's shaykh to have a shvuah on his schus. And the only p'tur would be that ein mashbiyam ala safek. Like the Gra writes. And otherwise, you know, would have to be obligated to take the shvuah. Because again, it's a schus that you have in the plaintiff has in the aid. And once the aid sees this testimony, so he has a schus to be mashbiyah. And there's even a machlokas, maybe he can be mashbiyah mal safek. That if somebody's a Talmud Chacham, it's covered abrius, so it's beneath his dignity to testify in a certain court, so he doesn't have to testify. And it's pashut that this applies even after the tviya, even after he's nitba, even after he's subpoenaed by the plaintiff to testify, he still doesn't have to testify. This is discussed in the Sefer Mishkan Eidus in Shar Aleph, the end of the 10th parak Ein Sham. So the Chor Bishlam, the Gabi the Mitzvah's essay, we have the Torah V'Salamta that we see in the Sugya, the Gabi the Mitzvah's of Mama, they don't have to do something if it's not L'Fichvodo, Zakavein L'Fichvodo, the Gabi Shabbos Avedas, you have V'Salamta. That's the Gabi the Mitzvah's essay. But Avalim U'Zchut Mamonit Shel HaTovea, Chayav Hu Lo Etze, Ma'if Terenu, Shereb Shittitim V'Salamta, Ein Obtur M'Lashalim Et Ma Shechayav Lo. But if it's a schus mamon, then what's going to pater him? It's pasha the din of a salamta doesn't pater a person from paying. If it's not lefi kvodo, he still has to pay his obligation, he has to pay his debt. So if it's a debt, what lets the tzur b'meir run him off the hook? So we have to say that since there's a loss of kavod, it's not shaykh to have a tviya. Because not just a tviya leidus, a tviya lehefsid kavod, and on that he has no din tviya, which hopefully we'll discuss more in the future. So that's why the Tzur B'Meir Rabbanan doesn't have to testify, because he's asking him to testify. Not only does he have a schus on the moment that the Tzur B'Meir Rabbanan should have to testify, that he has, but he doesn't have a schus on the covet of the Tzur B'Meir Rabbanan, and therefore he said that the Tzur B'Meir Rabbanan doesn't have to testify. That he doesn't have a schus on that, there's no schus for the plaintiff. Nimrei Binan Eidus and Simon Ches asks, and we see in Shulchan Aruch and Yeridei, Reish Chafal of Sif Dalet, that if a person's mudar hana, a person is not allowed to get hana from somebody else, that person can still be made edus mamon, edus nefashis. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Frekt, the Imrei Bina, that we see there, you're not allowed to say to him, learn with me, because then the person's doing his shlichus. In other words, if Reuven he's not allowed to get enough from Shimon. He's not allowed to say, learn with me, because then Shimon is being his shliach, and he's not allowed to be getting enough from Shimon doing his shlichus. So Eidus also. Since Eidus requires a tviya, so he's doing his shlichus. So how can somebody who's mudar hana, how can you be made for somebody who's not allowed to get enough from you? You're doing his shlichus. He was tovea you, you're doing his shlichus. How can that be? As Eifrek the Meibina. So based on what we said, the tviya is poel eschus, tviya creates eschus. And then he has to be made mitzad eschiyuv, not mitzad the tviya. He's not being made mitzad the tviya, he's being made mitzad the eschiyuv. In other words, the toivea has a right now. He has a schus. So he has to fulfill, the yed has to fulfill his obligation. Now he has an obligation. But it's not because what the tviya creates the obligation, but once you have the tviya, now there's an obligation on the yed to testify. And it's pshita that a mudar hana is allowed to pay off his obligations to the, you're allowed to pay off your obligations to somebody who's not allowed to get enough from you. So here he's just paying off his obligation after the tviya, he has an obligation. Raya brura le dvareinu, if you want a clear raya for what we've been saying, would appear as follows that we see in the Mishnah. In Shavuos, and the flamed hey, shepater mikarben shvuah edus shamar plani litim, kevin she'en kan tviyas mamon mechaveret. That if a person is nishba, that he doesn't know edus, that Reuven said he's going to give something to Shimon, and he swears falsely, the din is that what? That he's pater from a carbon shvuah. Why? Because he's not considered tviyas mamon. Reuven says that he's going to give something to Shimon. Shimon has, it's not considered a tviyah. Shimon has a tviyah on Reuven that Reuven has to give him the money. A person can say chozrani bi after he promised his friend a matana. Only chayav shvuas edus. Atvias mamon kipikadam. Tviya mishomer lachzir lamafkid. In other words, a tviya that if the edim were made, it would cost money, but here it wouldn't cost him money. V'hagmara lomedet mipsukim. Also in the Mishnah, there's a chiddush. The pater from a carbon shvua, when somebody says, when you know edus about me, you're mashbia this person, when you know edus about me, I want you to come and testify on my behalf. The Gemara also learns from psukim that you need kadma shvua le'edus. What does it mean, kadma shvua le'edus? In other words, that the shvua that the person takes, it has to be, excuse me, that the edus is kadma l'shvua. Lashon of the Mishnah is mashpi ani aleichem she teidu li edus she tavoi v'tiyiduni. Re'elu turman is kadma shvua le'edus. The shvua precedes the edus. First he takes the shvua that he's going to be testify, and then the edus comes, and then he sees what he can testify about. And then the Gemara says, brings from psukim that you need misha kadma edus l'shvua v'losha kadma shvua le'edus. You need that the edus, first he sees the edus and then he takes the shvua. That he doesn't know the edus or not vice versa. אז אלו שני הדינים, שני מאה הדינים שלמדנו במשנה, הוא לכאורה קשה, ולמה לי כלל כמה שמולן בקראי על זה? הרי לפי מה שכתב הרשב"א, בבבא קמא דף נ"ו, לא שייך חיוב קורבן שבועה, אלא בשיש חיוב להועיד. What do you need psukim for this for? What's the chiddush? According to the Rashba in Bava Kama 56a, and hopefully we'll explain this more in the future, based on the Shara Mishpot, Simon Chav Ches, Siv Katan Beis, it's not Shayach, a Chiyuv Karban Shvua, unless there is a Chiyuv to testify. V'kol She'en, Klal Hotzat Mamon, Kivran Sharak Amar Ploni Liten, הרי פשיטה שאין בזה אלא מתוצאי שוודים לא יגיד. In other words, since the whole חייב קורבן שבוע is only when there's a חייב להעיד, and here there's no הוצאת ממון, because he only promised he's going to give the money. So it's פשוט that there's no מתוצאי who ate, etc. לא רע ידע, אם לא יגיד. How can there be a mitzvah to testify? There's no הוצאת ממון. So in the middle, there's no chiyuv l'ha'id. How can you say there's a im lo yagid? There's no chiyuv l'ha'id. Why is there no chiyuv l'ha'id? Because he doesn't owe him the money. When he promises to give money, he doesn't owe him the money. B'shekad mashvua le'edus. When the Shvua precedes the Eidus, so there's no Chiyuv Lahai. So how can there be a carbon Shvua? There was no Eidus yet. As kol ha'dinim shalom, kol ha'dinim elu shalom, mishnah nirim yutarim, chalutim. Omer pshita d'alekha b'zeh korban Shvua, of course there's no carbon Shvua, so what are you psukim for this for? There's no Chiyuv to give money, if there's, you just promised, if there was no edus yet, ma kol ha'dinim po. Kain kshadayin lo ru ma'aseh, arayin chiyuv lahayid. Shakfirai b'lo chiyuv, they're like a korban shvua, like we said. Lama likra lahi, but you need a pasuk, when the ma'aseh hasn't happened yet. So we see from this, u'bal kochein v'vuar mizeh, shebefarashatim lo yagid ne'amar gam koach tviya v'chiyuv shechol mikoach tviya zeh. In the parasha of Lo Yagid, there is a koyach tviya, and a chiyuv that takes effect mikoyach this tviya. In other words, the person has the right to subpoena, and there is an obligation that results because of this subpoena. And the havamina is that the tviya is mechayiv even in such an instance, because he's going to have a toelas, he's going to have some sort of benefit. His friend's going to be embarrassed for chadoyma, even if the testimony hasn't happened yet, the thing he has to witness hasn't happened yet, even if he doesn't have to give him the money, but still it's a koyach tviya, and that's machayiv the person to be made. So you're right, he doesn't have to give him the money if he just promises to give it to him, but You would think that there's a, since the whole issue here is that there's a koyach tviya. This plaintiff has the right to subpoena the aid. And therefore, as you would think it's such a strong koach, it even applies if the money was merely promised. But the mice of the guy can just retract and not give the money. You would think still, since he's a koach tviya, the aid has to come and testify, and at least it'll make it lo na'im for the promiser, it'll make it unpleasant for him. And also, if the mice hasn't happened yet, there's a koach tviya. And therefore, you would think there's a korban shavua b'kfira. And therefore, we need a pasukim to tell us, no, it's not like that. And therefore, there's no korban shavua. So, Amar v'Rabbosai, this has been super duper gevaldic. And of course, how much more there is to learn. And what we've learned until now. הדברים היו זכים ובהירים, מהירים כספירים, ככוכבים מסעירים ברוך השם, מסמכי לב ומרניני נפש, ואנחנו עוד נתקדם. מהיסוד הזה יש לנו עוד דברים מרתקים, פשוט מרתקים רבותיי. אז אנא אני מבקש, הכבדייך, להישאר עמנו. אני מודה לכם שהאזנתם עד כה, ובעזרת השם עוד נמשיך ונראה נפלאות מתורת השם, מתוך שמחה וטוב לבב מרוב כל. תודה, תודה, שלום ובנדר, אנחנו עוד נמשיך. להשתמע.